T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Scorpions making their debut as your artist of the day on a Tuesday throwback to the 80s. In other 80s metal news, who saw this one coming but just about everybody on the entire planet? Did you hear the news this morning? It's the same old ball and
chain. No, but you just blew my eardrums.
Motley Crue. Motley Crue, which went on tour 3 years ago in the We'll Never Tour Ever Again tour, just announced a tour today with Def Leppard and Poison. It's a U.S. stadium tour. Like, they'll play it like Arrowhead, or dates have not been announced, by the way.
Oh, a biggin.
It's a biggin. They went on their, quote, final tour. That was the name of the tour in 2014-2015, wrapping up in Los Angeles on December 31st, 2015. You know, I don't know if it was eight. Hey, I don't want to pay for it, dude.
I
don't
want to pay.
I don't want to pay for it. Come on, man. What are you doing in there? I believe it was AIG that bought the rights to the tour.
Okay.
And they said, we'll pay you X number of millions of dollars. You can never tour as Motley Crue again. And they sold out places. I was at the Sprint Center on their last tour. I was there.
It's just
Vince
so
Neil
loud.
Is really fat. Vince Neil used to be, do you remember when we were younger how
you know
hot
what?
He was?
If I am going to be consistent, I should call you out on that comment.
All right.
Although, I have dropped a similar comment about Axl Rose since his older years.
All right.
But of all the things you can say about Vince Neil, you point out his weight. And if I'm going to be consistent, I should say we should not do that.
That I'm fat shaming.
That you are fat shaming. We should not do that for men or women.
That's a fair point.
Okay.
Now, do you remember what you've said about Axl Rose?
It was several years ago because he went on tour.
So and several years
people
forgives.
Were surprised because he looks different than he did back in the 80s when I'm
when he was on heroin.
Well, I was
going
to say
drinking alcohol.
I think a lot of them were taking substances that would not be considered legal.
And some substances it were.
That's all, whatever.
You are the greatest contradiction in terms. Shame on you, Dana Wright.
Why?
When Guns N' Roses went on tour years ago.
Oh God. This was like 7 years ago.
Well, first of all, it was 3 years ago when Guns N' Roses went back on tour.
Mm-hmm.
And they sold out Arrowhead. And you said about Axl Rose, he's so fat. Do you remember that?
It was many years ago. And
it was three
years
ago.
Many years ago.
Three.
And I apologize and take back that comment.
Then I will take into consideration what you just said. And I, too, will apologize to Mr. Neil. I am sorry that I just called you fat.
What else should we say about him?
He sings about every fifth word of every song now.
Okay. That is a fact I can wrap my head around.
Uh-huh.
And why does he do that?
I don't think he can catch his breath.
Oh. Oh. Mm-hmm. Maybe asthmatic? We don't know. We don't know, Rebecca.
Okay. I think he struggles to catch his breath when he's running around the stage. Mm-hmm. And so same old situation sounds like, same old! Same old situation! Oh my God, I'm fat.
Scott! Went over this!
The text line says Adele, Dana.
Okay.
Talking? Oh my God!
All right!
She's 300 pounds! I do not look like Adele!
Adele's
there
very
is
beautiful.
A difference, oh God, I quit which, by the way...
Wait.
She does not even look like that herself anymore.
Well, no, she's lost a lot of weight. You interrupted the quote. Play it again, Sam, without interruption, please.
The text line says Adele. Dana, will you take that?
Oh, my God! She's 300 pounds! I do not look like Adele!
Adele's very beautiful.
Oh, my God, I quit. I quit my job. I'm quitting right now.
Do you remember that? That was a month ago.
I would like to, I have felt bad about that since I said it. But I was very impassioned in that moment because I could not believe that anyone would write in and say that. And then B, that Rebecca Crockett would read it. Which is different than just making a blanket statement about someone's weight that does not add to the conversation.
In the text line says Adele.
Vince
Dana,
Neil.
Oh, my God!
No, play the rest. It's so
no!
funny.
The text line says Adele. No! Dana, will you take that?
Oh, my God! She's 300 pounds! I do not look like Adele!
Adele's very beautiful.
Oh, my God, I quit. I quit my job. I'm quitting right now.
I couldn't let that one sleep. Sorry.
Oh, my God.
Are you done?
Oh, not even close, bud.
Bud.
I forgot about the Adele comment.
Oh, as soon as I brought it up, I was like, maybe that's not the best time to bring it up because I remembered that I said that.
So anyway, the crew is going up back out on tour, so obviously they need money. I don't know why they need money. This is one of the richest rock bands in...
Wait, do you really think they need money?
Why else would they do it?
For the love of their art?
Really? They can't stand each other.
I could... spend a lot of time with someone I don't necessarily like for that kind of money.
You do it every day.
Right? I suppose I'll go to work again.
They can't stand each other.
I don't think it's because of money.
Then what else? Why else would a rock and roll band that can't stand each other go out on tour?
Which did you hear, by the way? Speaking of songs I cannot stand, did you hear or did I dream this or did you say this? That Mariah Carey makes $1 million a year off that All I Want for Christmas song.
Oh, I believe it.
Which blares for 5 weeks out of the year.
I believe it.
Who was it that told me that? I'm looking it up.
I'll look it up
because
right now.
Because it only runs for a little bit.
But it airs on every adult contemporary radio station in America.
Someone said it was $1 million. How much money does Mariah Carey... I've got a love-hate thing with that song.
I hate Christmas music.
I do too.
Has any of these idiot AC stations in town started doing this?
I don't know.
Yes, they have.
Already?
I believe so, yes. Not strict Christmas music. I think they save that for after Thanksgiving.
Oh, it's way more than a million. As of 2017, now what year did the song come out? So we have to do the math.
It would have been in the early 1990s when that Christmas album.
Okay,
came
let's
out.
Just say it's 1990 for math's sake.
It would have been a little bit later than that, but okay.
As of 2017, the song was reported to have earned $60
million.
$1 million in royalties.
Yep.
And she earned that. That's from Business Insider.
Which
means she wrote it.
That's right.
Or she owned it somehow.
Or she bought the writing rights off of somebody, yes.
She reportedly wrote the song in 15 minutes together with producer Walter Afanasieff.
Mm-hmm. Good. It's horrible.
Okay, in the UK alone, in the UK, see, this is, we're just thinking United States. In the UK alone, the song earns her $500,000 in royalties every year.
Mm-hmm. Why do you think bands do these Christmas albums? Because they know that there are moronic AC stations around the country that are going to play, and they need popular...
No, it's not moronic, and here's why. She receives hundreds of thousands of dollars every year from Spotify and other streaming services because the song is played, are you ready for this, on Spotify?
No.
More than 210 million times.
There's people that are choosing to listen to that
there,
song?
210 million times. Surprisingly, All I Want for Christmas Is You never actually appeared in the top charts in the United States, the UK, or Australia.
I don't believe that for a second.
That's what it says. This is from Business Insider.
I don't believe that. Sam, can you look up the chart history of All I Want for Christmas Is You by Mariah Carey? There is no way that song didn't chart.
I'm telling you, it says you because it's only played for a couple of weeks.
I understand, but there's no way that song didn't chart. There is no way. That song is so god-awful, it had to have charted. It is literally the reason, the only reason I still love Christmas Is Christ, and that song makes me think twice about it.
Her house in Beverly Hills is worth $125 million.
Yeah.
She also has a $9 million apartment in New York with a view of Central Park.
Of course.
Wow.
576-7798. Rebecca Crockett.
$100,000 a month on exotic flowers.
Sam Stevie III, Dana Wright. I'm Scott Parks on KMBZ.
Can't stay.
Baby, it's cold outside.
Oh, is this that crappy
I've
new thing?
Go away.
I can call you right.
This evening has been
I'm so glad that you
so
dropped in.
Nice.
Time spent with you is paradise.
My mama will start to worry.
I'll call the car and tell him to hurry.
My daddy will
it's your
be
body, it's your choice.
That is fantastic. I want to hear it.
Well, I don't want to pay for it, so you're
well,
not going
they
to.
Are, that's fantastic. That's the new one.
Did you pop that all the way down? I didn't hear it go all the way down. All the way down. Leave it there for a second.
We're both adults.
And back up.
Rejoice.
If I have one more dream.
It's your body and your choice.
Oh, you really know how.
Your eyes are like
By the way, Mariah Carey's...
Oh, he is fantastic. Also the sexiest man alive, by the way.
Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You has just re-entered again, as it does every year, apparently. The Billboard Hot 100, it is now at number 39.
So it jumps in and out because it's seasonal. And then she makes a million a year.
Every single year, according to this story from Billboard, at least since 2012, it has... marched its way back into the top 40. So far this year, 15.2 million U.S. streams.
Okay, so Dan comes in during the break and mentions that All I Want for Christmas, which just, I've got a love-hate thing with that song, was the 12th most popular single of all time.
12th most sold single of all time. Is that correct, Dan?
Right, exactly. It's the 12th best-selling single of all time.
All right, give me a pen so he can mark them off as we try to guess.
Okay, because I've already looked at some of them, and Mariah Carey's is not on this one. So
I also
maybe...
did some math. The $60 million, roughly, in royalties she's made in, what, the past, well, up till
25 years.
Right, 23 years. It's like $2.6 million a year. That ain't bad.
No, that's a livable wage.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So you have in front of you, and I have not seen it, the top 11 songs that are streamed or have sold more than All I Want for Christmas Is You.
Yes.
Can I guess what they are?
Yes, go for it.
Before you do, give us the category. Tell me again exactly how you look this up, because I found a different list and Mariah Carey's not on it.
What
it
list
says
did you look at?
Best-selling music singles of all time. So maybe that's not including downloads
now,
or something.
There's all kinds of different lists, and maybe this one doesn't include lists or streaming downloads.
Let me just try to whittle this down just a little bit. Are any of them like 80s? Or are they all currents?
No, they're a lot older.
They're older?
Oh.
A lot older.
Okay, then we have two different lists because the list I'm looking at, they're all newer. So I want Dan's list. We'll start with yours.
Well, I want to take a look at your list.
I know.
And let me ask you this before we start trying to guess. How many of them are Beatles
hits?
Because we have only 1 minute.
None.
Oh. None?
None. But Bing Crosby's on here twice.
Okay.
I think your list is a little
I know
weird.
because we didn't have the same like mechanism to deliver music back then. So I'm surprised the old stuff's on it.
I think he's looking at like singles and 45s and stuff like that.
I mean, I can go back and check the methodology.
Go back and check. And then I'll do, Scott, the top 25 on my list. And yeah. None of them are all in right, the 80s. They're all 90s and newer.
We'll see.
Can you guess just like one or two, Scott?
Can I guess?
It's hard.
Wham.
You got to go way newer than that. Way newer.
No, I'm going off Dan's list.
Well, if you're going newer, it's got to be stuff like these. This.
Yeah, I'm not going to know any of that stuff.
Little Jeezy Wayne.
Yes, it's going to be stuff like that.
Then I'm not going to be able to guess that stuff.
You know a lot of these. Let me give you a hint. Number 9.
Justin Bieber.
Bieber is on this list. Number 9, this is just a hint, is Uptown Funk.
By Bruno Mars.
By Bruno Mars.
How many millions of singles?
Bajillions.
That's a lot.
11.
That is a lot. Bajillions?
11.
That's a lot. 11 million?
Katy Perry is on this list. A bunch.
Happy by Pharrell.
Yep.
Yeah, that's got to be on
all
there.
That stuff's on there.
What's the Robin numbers? Thicke, what's his song?
Blurred Lines is on there. Blurred Lines came in a little closer to 20.
Okay.
I'll give you number 1 because it will give you the ballpark you need to be in.
Okay.
Number 1 is Thinking Out Loud by Ed Sheeran with 12 million certified units, whatever that means.
That's less than these on this list.
Is it really?
Woo! Darling, you got to let me know. Should I stay or should
I go? We're moving on here in just a second, but we can't without knowing
if you say
what the 11 songs are. And Dan has redone his research. Mm-hmm. He's looked over the numbers.
That's right. I've been
crunching. And he realizes his list was correct. What are the top 11 songs that beat out Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You, which is the worst song God ever knows?
All right, you want the number 1?
Sure.
No, go with 11.
Fine.
Well, the one right above Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You is Celine Dion's My Heart Will Go On. 18 million.
I don't care about the
sold.
Numbers.
Wow.
Just go. Number 10.
The Ink Spots, If I Didn't Care, 1939.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. USA for Africa. We Are the World.
Okay.
Of course.
Tied with Elvis Presley's It's Now or Never.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Then Whitney Houston, I Will Always Love You.
You knew that was on there.
Bill Haley and His Comets, Rock Around the Clock, 1954.
Oh, the Happy Days theme.
Yes, it became that. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Bing Crosby, Silent Night, 1935.
Okay.
Of course.
Now, this one might be surprising. Mungo Jerry, In the Summertime, 1970.
Okay.
Then Elton John, Candle in the Wind.
Yeah, Candle in the Wind.
Something
for Princess,
About the Way You Look
for
Tonight.
For Princess Diana's Death, the updated one.
That's right. That's from 1997.
Yes.
33 million. So let's
start giving. There's a choice we're making.
Oh, I love that song.
That's a fun song. All right, and number 1.
Did you just say fun?
Yeah, it's a fun song.
Okay,
yeah.
Keep going.
We Are the World. It's fun to sing. Okay. Put your hands up in the air, wave them like you actually care.
Sing it, Dionne Warwick. So Willie.
And everybody. All right, so number 1 top single of all time worldwide in sales with 50 million sales.
Wait. Who have you not done yet?
50. I would have guessed it was We Are the World.
It's a repeat on this, from this list. And it's from 1942.
Oh, I have no idea. Is it Elvis?
In 42?
It's from 1942.
Oh, I don't know.
Bing Crosby.
It's All Be Home for Christmas because of the war.
It's got to be Bing Crosby, White Christmas.
Boom! There you go.
White Christmas?
White Christmas by Bing Crosby, the number 1 top-selling single of all time.
Really?
Worldwide, yep. Yeah, there you go.
If you had asked, would you not have guessed it was I'll Be Home for Christmas because of the war? You know, my grandfather, before he died, said that was the only Christmas song that he could not listen to because it made him so sad.
Very melancholy.
Very melancholy, and that he missed Christmases because he served in the war.
And children, listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow.
Aren't you kind of glad that's the number one and not like something annoying? You know, like when you think about Cyrus or something,
the pop stars of today and who they are and what they do and all that. When you go back to the mid and early 20th century, Bing Crosby was huge.
You know,
he was a rock star before rock stars were around.
But you know, it's really weird.
And then Frank Sinatra was.
Who's not on that list?
Who
is Frank Sinatra?
Well, yeah, his music was a little bit more unique.
I think. And no Beatles?
Beatles on the
no
list?
No Beatles.
See, I find that hard to believe.
Now, as you get farther down the list, you know who's also on this list, but farther down, just a little bit farther down.
Kiss?
Scorpions, Winds of Change.
Oh, good Lord.
Oh, shut up.
No, it is.
Even putting that in the same list as Bing
Crosby.
All
right, going the other direction, you got Mariah Carey, All I Want for Christmas Is You. Then the next one, Bryan Adams, Everything I Do It For You. Then,
that's an awful
so bad.
John Travolta and Olivia Newton-John, You're the One That I Want from Grease.
Is this a joke? Are you kidding now?
It's a fantastic
song.
And
this is the only part that I printed out. And then Scorpions, Winds of Change.
Winds of Change by
millions.
By our artists of the day?
millions sold. one of the top. Now, remember, this is worldwide. So in Europe, they love them some Scorpions.
Yeah. Because it's worldwide. Sure. Mm-hmm. Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Winds of Change by the Scorpions is number 16.
Roughly, yes. Yeah. Top-selling single of all time.
Well, but you look over, isn't it Germany where David Hasselhoff is like
He's
the
huge.
Most famous person ever?
Super huge.
Okay.
That's a good song.
It's all right. It
when did this come out,
with
Scott?
Bing Crosby.
89.
Berlin Wall, it was perfect timing, you know.
Yeah, this would have been on their 89 record.
Yeah, it came out right before that wall fell.
It's terrible. God, it's so bad. It's so bad.
I kind of like it.
I was like, man, Scorpions, you suck now. You're terrible.
So there you go, Bing Crosby.
All right.
Well,
rock star.
That makes me happy.
Bill Gates is now the richest man in the world again. He has bested Jeff Bezos. He is worth, care to guess?
Oh, good Lord.
Oh, $76 billion?
I was going to say $30 billion or something stupid.
Much higher.
Okay.
$148 billion.
A little lower.
$112
billion. $110 billion.
Do you think they call each other every year and they're like, hey, it's me this year?
I don't know.
They call each other and go, suck it!
Right?
Jeff beat you! By the way, Bill Gates has
I kicked your butt.
Bill Gates has $110 billion. Jeff Bezos has $108.7 billion.
Should have worked harder.
How much is his wife getting? Is this after his wife?
That's split? That's actually good.
They built that.
That's a good question.
And it was her idea, wasn't it, for him to leave what he was doing and build that company. They built it in marriage together.
So is she on the list now? Or?
It's why she got half. She's on some of those lists.
Mm-hmm.
So like the music list, they break this down in different ways.
We love ranking things.
Yeah, she broke into some list after that split.
The real question is, who donates the most? Because Bill Gates, for a long time, teetered in and out of being the richest man in the world because of his philanthropic...
Yeah, like the malaria. He does the malaria nets
biopic.
And stuff.
And the dry toilets.
What?
You know, research into dry toilets in places where they need sanitation and hygiene.
Okay.
In certain parts of the Caribbean and poorer countries in Africa.
You know where
he's
they
invested
have,
in that kind of stuff.
Not to go all squirrel on you guys. You know where they do have dry toilets? At Stump Park in Western Shawnee.
Okay, I've never even heard of this, but I understand the need for it. Like, there's a desperate need for it because it's the sanitation that goes into the water, and then the people drink the water, and everyone's dying of...
It was something that I saw firsthand in Haiti. Nope. You know, people go behind the tree, it rains, it flows into the water that they drink,
but
and everyone
urine.
Gets sick.
Who cares?
Well, because it kills children.
There's more than just number one.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yes, there's a number two.
Yes.
We got it.
It kills children.
Yes.
Yeah, damn, we got it.
Yes, it kills more than children.
All right, Dan, thanks. Good talk.
Yes, excellent.
No, but seriously, out in Western Shawnee at Stump Park,
yeah,
they have dry toilets, dry urinals. Like, mm-hmm. You go to the bathroom.
You water your own.
And no water comes out. There is no flush mechanism.
Huh.
You just go to the, you go to the bathroom, and that's it. There is no
they
flush.
Work without a connection to a sewer system or septic tank.
Correct.
Huh. Well, yeah. Good for him.
Yeah, so he's been involved in all kinds of philanthropic, giving millions and millions away.
You mean philanthropic?
Philanthropic. It does sound smarter to say philanthropic.
Anyway. All right. Okay. Hey, Dan, thanks for coming in.
Oh,
boring,
sure.
Boring the living hell out of this entire show.
That's what I'm here for. Gonna give you the boring stuff.
Never would have thought if you had asked. We'd be talking about the old dry toilet at 5:44, but thank you, Dan. You can go now.
I love you.
Yeah, kind of like y'all.
Somehow we went from Mariah Carey to the old dry toilet.
Did you know that you can go to the bathroom and it doesn't flush?
What's the origin of the toilet, Mr. Wikipedia?
Well,
goodbye. Goodbye.
There was a guy named Crapper.
Get your. Okay,
we're all good.
Get
we're
out.
All good.
Get out. Now. Take your headphones and get out. Damn near about to fall asleep over here. 576-7798. Dana Wright. I'm Scott Parks on KMBZ.
When a problem comes along, you must whip it before the cream sets out too long. You must whip it when something's going wrong. You must whip it. Now whip it into shape. Shape it up. Get straight.
Why do you wish forward. I was still on Twitter?
Move ahead.
A funny place that I love to hate.
It's a cesspool of hate.
Not if you do it correctly.
I apparently didn't do it correctly.
Do political Twitter. So Rebecca Crockett lets me borrow her glasses today because I now cannot see 6 inches in front of my face because I'm 45 years old. I put the glasses on. Mm-hmm. I send out a tweet about it, and I tagged Phil Mickelson's hat because I'm wearing the KPMG hat.
Yes, you are. And it's not a hat, it's a visor.
KPMG tweeted back, Phil's hat has 150,000 followers, looking good in that hat. Okay. I said, thank you so much. I'm a huge Phil fan. I'm not legally allowed within 500 feet of him since the 2016 Masters. Phil Mickelson just tweeted me back.
What?
Yeah, he did, all because of your glasses, Rebecca.
You're welcome, Dana.
Thank you.
What did Phil Mickelson write
Actual
back?
Actual Phil tweeted me back just now, and now Chris Ketz is all trying to get in on it. I'm like, no,
uh-uh.
Get out of my thread with
That's right.
Phil.
That's right.
He tweeted back.
Get out, Chris.
Because I included a photo of me taking a picture of him and stalking him at the Masters, which I did. Mm-hmm. And Phil replied, I remember my heavier days, in parentheses, my whole life, because he's been up and down, but it's never changed his game.
He's got man boobs, doesn't he?
He does not anymore. Have you seen his calves? And I replied,
talking about calves.
You were not heavy. You crushed that drive. I remembered. I was standing right there. I lost 30 pounds this year. I've completely lost my swing in my game. I'd rather be fat and play golf. It was my reply to him. Now here comes Chris Ketz. Oh, trying to get in on the old Phil Mickelson
Listen
tweet.
Here, Anchorman. What did Chris say?
He's being nice. He said, if you can help her, Phil, any advice would be welcome. Her tempo's screwed up from the weight loss. I'm not an expert here. Take care. So thank you, Rebecca Crockett.
You're welcome.
All because I can't see a damn thing.
Wait, who said they'd rather be fat and be able to play golf?
I did.
That is a horrible thing to say.
I've repeated it every day for the last 5 months of my life.
Now, you have lost weight, and you look great.
30 pounds, thank you.
Yes.
And it has destroyed the thing that I love.
That is the dumbest thing you've ever said on this show. That is the dumbest.
Why?
Stupidest.
Why? If you lost weight.
You just said.
Which was great, but you could never play soccer again. You wouldn't just kind of joke, well, that kind of stinks.
I don't think you're joking. That's the problem.
I think if he lost weight, he'd be better at soccer.
Okay. All right.
Wow!
Wait. What?
Not calling you fat. I'm just saying that soccer is a very
I'm trying
endurance sport
to draw an analogy between my statement, which is kind of tongue-in-cheek.
Well, what I'm trying to do is not kill the three people on this show that air it with me.
I'm trying,
because I'm about to.
I'm trying to draw an analogy.
This is the second time in 2 months that there's been a quack about my weight.
I have not made that crack.
Yet, you're the only one.
I have not.
You're next.
I am trying to draw an analogy between your reaction and what it might be if you lost some weight, which I did not say you needed to lose.
But I do. But I could stand to lose a few pounds.
But your beard looks great.
But the side effect of that would be that you could not do something as well as you used to be able to do. It's a bizarre side effect. And that's all I'm trying to say. Why are you mad at me? I didn't say
I'm not mad at you. Yet.
I would never say that. You got mad at me the last time. Privately, I told you about my golf issue. You were in here and you were mad at me off the air.
I think it's a thing that you should not say. That you wish you were, had gained, I'm not going to say fat, because I don't ever think you were fat. But for you to say, I wish I could gain weight so I could have my golf game back, I think is a really dumb thing to say.
I'm sort of joking when I say it.
I don't think you are. That's the whole point.
I've joked about it with my husband. He lost 30 pounds and his game got better. I lost 30 pounds and my game went away. It's just one of those weird side effects that we'll fix. It's not a big deal. How did we start talking about Phil, which was a very happy, exciting thing, and now you're all angry and your vein is...
Because Sam said that I was fat.
I did not. I said if you lost weight, you'd be better at the sport because you have to run around a lot. I didn't say you needed to lose weight. It was an if.
Here's what I hope.
This is getting super awkward, and I don't think he meant it that way.
Here's what I hope. I hope you have flaming diarrhea tonight.
Oh, my gosh. I don't think he was directing that comment at you, Scott.
To almost to the extent like you were getting ready for a colonoscopy tomorrow.
My diet's pretty bad, so that's pretty common.
Good. And I hope it burns when it comes out. Okay? Have a good night. Jerk.
I love you, too.
I love you, too.
You know what? Forget I brought it up. I love Twitter. I was in a good mood. And now you're all angry and I'm feeling all stressed out.
I almost hope your stools are bloody.
Okay. Oh, my gosh.
That is, you know, you always take it one step too far.
And that is a serious medical issue if that happens.
That was it. Wow. Can we all just get along, please? How we went from Mariah Carey to dry toilets to Phil Mickelson to you wishing something horrible on Sam, I don't know. But we'll try again tomorrow.
I didn't wish it. I said I almost wish it. It's a good song. This is Lady Starlight by the Scorpions. I love this song.
Mm-hmm.
1980.
It was a good year.
Stop the tape. Stop the tape. Stop it. You know these are jokes, right? You guys get that, right?
I don't know. I feel like Rebecca's really upset. Are you crying or laughing?
A little of both.
Drink your tears.
Are you seriously crying?
No, Dana,
I'm
not.
Oh, my God. Are you insane?
Well, I can't see her because she's more than 6 inches away from my face, which is how we started this conversation with her readers. I don't even know who's in there.
So, Sam, you know these are jokes, right? I don't hope you have bloody stools.
Yes, I do know these are jokes.
All right,
yes.
As long as you know, it is a joke.
I'm aware.
I'm being facetious. I don't hope you have diarrhea and it's not fiery.
Okay, because you're really red in the face and I do see your vein. So I'm just saying, I love you and we will come back tomorrow. And I am sorry I ever brought up Phil and golf and Mariah Carey and Bill Gates in Africa.
News is next. On behalf of our producer today, Sam, I got diarrhea, Stevie the Third.
Fiery.
My good friend and co-host, Dana Wright, I am Scott Parks. And God willing, we get to play this game again tomorrow. Thank you for letting us do it. It means more than you will ever know. Be safe and be good.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime. at KMBZ.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.